Thank you for tuning in to Visit Vegas Places with Coil, where we showcase business owners and entrepreneurs in the fabulous city of Las Vegas and internationally. So take notes. This is Real Vegas, real topics, real business with real owners, and you just might hit the jackpot. You have tuned in to Visit Vegas Places with Coil, your host, where we discuss real Vegas, real topics, real business with real owners. And again, as you guys know, when you come in, I always run down a little news for you guys, what's going on in our valley, less than a minute. As you know, in Eater Vegas, the magazine, actually our buffet reopens. So, of course, you know, I've been waiting for the buffets to reopen. The Luxor actually opens September 1st. No reservations. Under 4 years old is free. And the only thing is the hours are a little different. Wednesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And some other news, too, by September 8th, actually, the city will have 10 buffets. It's like casinos back in action. I can't believe it. And some of those casinos will be the Marketplace at the Rampart Casino and Excalibur, the Wynn, Caesar Palace, South Point, the Cosmo, Circus Circus, and the MGM Grand Buffet. So I can't wait to see what those look like. So again, you guys have tuned in to episode 4 of Visit Vegas Places with Coil. And today we have an independent artist who's making a lot of noise on the scene. Okay, Honey Denikawa. Honey, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing so good. Thank you.
Oh, man, I appreciate you blessing us with your presence today, honey.
Man, I'm excited to even be on here.
Thank you. Thank you. I love your artwork. Your artwork is definitely on Society 6. Let the listeners know about Society 6 and how do you market your artwork on there?
Wow. So I stumbled upon society6.com, and it's society spelled out as a word and with the number 6.com. I stumbled upon them just trying to find a place that would, where I didn't have to spend my whole days at the post office. Because normally if I create a piece, I'm constantly shipping out. So I wanted to really get rid of that time. So society6.com provides artists a space to really just take a picture of your work, upload it, and it turns into hundreds of different products and items, from t-shirts to yoga mats to towels, curtains. I mean, you name it, it's available. So
she has a list of everything too. Her artwork is beautiful. So like all your independent artists out there, artists, definitely will save you money on that overhead. If you're starting out, you don't want to spend too much on your overhead expenses. And then also if you want to just test out some of your artwork, this is a great place. Honey, I want to dig in deep about your artwork. When did you really start doing art? How old were you when you started doing art?
I actually started drawing really young, probably when I was in kindergarten, but professionally I started in 2014.
Gotcha. So when is it the point to when you start drawing and you know when that piece, like, I'm going to do something with this one piece, you know, like, you know, I know you have thousands of drawings, but how do you know, like, this is the one piece I'm going to go further with?
Wow. Well, a lot of the time I just freestyle unless I have, like, I see a picture and I'm like, wow, this really inspires me. I'd love to, like, expand off of just this image. But either way, I really just let spirit lead me. Whatever feels really, really good, that's what I'm going to roll with. I don't like doing things if it's forced. But if I feel so inspired and moved to, like, really work a piece, then that's what I'm going to do.
Right. Just that flow is so elegant and it's beautiful. That goes to your, one of your designs that I'm really into, which is the La Virgin. Explain that.
La Virgen.
Yes. Yes. Explain that design to me. That design captured me. As soon as I went on to the website and, I saw your artwork, that was the first one that goes like, blow. And, it's your picture.
Yeah.
Give me some background on that design.
That's actually my favorite piece ever. And when I first started that piece, it wasn't even supposed to be the Virgin Mary.
Hmm.
So it was actually just a girl sitting on a moon, and she was going to be swinging, and she looked like me.
Right.
But like, as I was painting, it just turned into La Virgen over time. Like, I was like, wow, it just like happened. Right. You know, I just let it flow. So yeah.
I like it because it gives you a kind of like strength, queen, princess, but at the same time, it gives you a dash of that exoticness, well balanced. Yeah. So you did a real good job with that one. Give me some history behind Warrior. I like that piece kind of stuck out for me too, the Warrior. Give me some history.
Wow. Okay. So Warrior was actually, a lot of my pieces are inspired by Black and brown women. And a lot of them are just versions of myself or any other women in my life. That particular painting is inspired by my child. My daughter is now 20 years old and she's doing so well. But like when she was growing up, you know, we grew up on the East Side. So if you're familiar with the East Side of Las Vegas, you know, it could be tricky. It could be pretty rough. Painting, I just see my daughter as a warrior. She's just so strong, so resilient, so beautiful. And we have so much history in our DNA. And I really wanted to capture using a gun to protect yourself.
Right.
And being a strong woman. And the white dress was really just reflecting on ancestors before us.
Right. And I can tell because it's almost a mixture, a blend of all cultures in that one picture, which is beautiful about it. Because you do get the picture of like almost a sense of like an African woman. But then you have the hat and then with the Spanish themed, you know, dress and then the gun. So yes. I love it's like you put all these together in one photo and makes it all powerful, which is beautiful. I love it. And what about Amaya? Amaya, am I saying that correct? Is it Amaya?
Yes.
Amaya. Let me know about that one.
That painting was inspired by one of my closest friends. Her name is Amaya. She's a singer. And it actually wasn't supposed to be her. I was just painting a girl that was smoking cannabis.
Right.
And it literally just turned into my friend Amaya.
It's beautiful.
So I wanted it to sort of be like a colorful, sort of trippy painting.
Right. Because it also looks like at the same time while she's smoking, she's really in deep thought, you know, either thinking, writing, or painting. So that really stuck out to me. I love that one.
Yeah.
The sunrise was beautiful, too, for me. My wife loved the sunrise one. The one that really caught me, though, was the Black Lotus. Let me know. How did you come upon the Black Lotus?
Oh, man. So that was actually inspired by, I totally forgot her full name, which is terrible, but she is a indigenous DJ in LA and she used to go by Black Lotus Rosie on Instagram. Mm. And man, this young woman is so powerful and she has a picture with her in that same pose. And, I think it's just like in her living room, but I just added the red and the moon as sort of like a mood. You know, as being powerful, strong, resilient, and talented.
Right. I love it. And it stings out because of the colors of the red and the black. I mean, listeners, when you see this picture, it's just going to capture you. I mean, it's not only is sexy, it gives you that little sexy, vibrant kind of weekend film. And then the fact I love it to where you can have it on a bar stool or you can get a beach towel. I love that. It has so much things you can get. You can get it as an iPhone case, you know. Certain things. You can even get a notebook or a pillow. I mean, this is just beautiful. You guys got to check this out. You definitely have to check it out. Give them the website, honey, again, where they can contact you on your Instagram and your website for your paintings. Let them know again.
Okay, so the easiest way to contact me is through Instagram, and it's Honey Denikawa. It's HONEY.DENEKAWA. And you can just DM me. But the website is society6.com and it's SOCIETY, the number 6.com. And then just when you're searching, look up Honey Denikawa.
And then most of my listeners, I know if you're either on your lunch break or you're driving or doing other things that we don't need to know about, I'll leave those links right inside. You can definitely click those links and get that later. Honey, one question I do got to ask, what is your nationality? You know, it's a little beautiful mixture. What is your nationality?
My parents are from Mexico. My daddy is from Zacatecas, Mexico. My mom's from San Luis Rio Colorado, Sonora, Mexico. So wow. I am Mexican, but I did my DNA test, and I am Native American, Asian, European, and African.
Wow, that is beautiful. So do you speak Spanish?
Yes.
What?
Sí, hablo español.
Mi poquito. Not that much.
Muy poquito. Okay, está bien.
Hey, it's funny. But when you say the DNA test, did you actually do that? I've been I wonder about that. And I've been interested about that. How did that go? I mean, not to get off track, but how did that go?
So this is the thing. I have always wondered, because I have very curly hair. Mm-hmm. And so I can't say that I feel like I look like most Mexican women per right. se. But I always wondered, like, what am I? Because I don't identify with being just Mexican, you know? Right. And so my sister purchased this DNA kit off of 23andme.com. Mm-hmm. And she was like, listen, just do your DNA test. I'm already doing the paperwork. Take it and see, you know, what your results are. And really all I had to do was just spit in a little cup, send it off. It came back in about a month or so.
Serious?
And yeah, it gave me all the percentages. It gave me so much history. It told me that my great grandparents were Native American and African.
Wow.
It just blew my mind. And then my sister was already doing like an ancestry, study of our family, and right. all of those things ended up lining up with the DNA test.
Like, did you have to pay for it? So you mean to tell me, like, they just, you went online, they sent you a little pack, you spit in this little cup, and then you send it yes. off, and they give you all this detailed information. How much was that, if you don't yes. mind me asking?
It was like under $90, I believe, something like that.
See, I'm in the wrong business. I'm in the wrong business. I can do that. I can literally do that. See, all I need is, like, what I'll do is I'll have some on the website. Boom. Like, you know, like, mine's will right? be like jeans, good jeans. That's how I name mine's good jeans. And then I would need a picture first. So you send me your picture first. Then when I get your picture, you know, I judge it. And then I'll send you a box with a pea cup and charge you like $150. You give me that $150. I send you a little index card, 20% German. Off the piss in your picture.
Oh my goodness.
Off the piss in your picture. I know what you are.
Okay.
But no. Hey, but what's the name of the place? Because I'm very interested in that, because I've been always wondering myself.
Yeah, it is 23andme. It's the numbers 23 and then you spell out andme.com.
And I seen that promo, and so I know a lot of people are doing that. That gives you a lot of closure too. I'm glad you mentioned that. I wouldn't yes. have ever thought of that. Yeah, honey. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. What did I say? You're gracias. Welcome. Gracias.
Yeah. De nada.
All right. I want to get into one thing about you, honey, is you taught art and poetry to adults. You know, adults and risk at youth in the Las Vegas Valley. Just chime in a little about that.
Yeah, so I have a lot of friends with nonprofits here in Las Vegas. And so one of the ways that I spent a lot of my free time was volunteering through different organizations. And particular organization needed someone to fill in and teach poetry and art. And they reached out to me, and I gladly like accepted. And the first places that I actually started teaching poetry and art classes was actually, do you know where J.D. Smith Elementary is at? It's off yes. of Lake Mead and Bruce.
Yes.
So if you're familiar with that area, it is not exactly one of the safest places for children to be going
correct.
To school.
Correct.
So, man, I have so many stories to tell, but that's when I first started doing classes, was at that park. And that in itself started expanding to just different parks in local neighborhoods. Wow. What a lot of people are unaware of is these children don't have transportation, or their parents are working 2-3 jobs, so their parents can't possibly take them back and forth to a facility just so they could be there for an hour and teach and learn something. Right. So, man, I learned so much, and it was amazing to actually bring some sort of healing and education and creative outlet to at-risk youth who are facing really, really serious situations every day. So yeah, that's how it started.
That's good. I like to hear that. In the area, I do know what you're talking about. It does need a lot of attention. That brings joy to my heart that you're aware of that. And then also taking the steps that you need to take to help and, contribute to the city. That is music to my ears. I wish in some kind of form or fashion I can get with all the schools also in that area and either just teach them, little things like even what I do as far as like editing or filming or even just podcasting. Yeah. I mean, it's so much opportunities that they're not even aware and that exactly. We can even bring out. Their talent, like they don't even know exactly. Some talents that they have because they're not being exposed to the right resources or tools to even, let that shine.
Yes.
I'm glad you're doing that. Also, there's some good things I read about you. You facilitate open spaces for all ages and groups globally that teach the practice of healing through color, sounds, music, painting, and writing. That's beautiful. Let us know about that.
Yeah, thank you. So, I'm not at parks anymore. So I usually work with different offices and studios. Right now, I am working with Bishop from Black on Track. He has some studios in the Northwest area called Just the Tip Studios. And so I teach private art therapy classes and group art therapy classes from ages 5 all the way up to 70. And it's really just a place with, number one, colors and sounds that help you relax and give you a sense of, like, I can express myself and not feel judged. I can let out whatever emotions or thoughts I had during the day, this month, and put them on this canvas and leave feeling renewed and like I've let out something, So, so yeah, I'm so thankful that I get to do that every day. So yeah.
That's beautiful. And a lot of kids and teens and adolescents, especially adults, also during these trying times, we do need that outlet. And I'm glad again.
Yes.
As you see, listeners, man, it's just not about being on social media, posting pictures. It's as you can see, honey, it's just not about just painting art. She's in the neighborhood. She's contributing her time, her sweat and her tears, her talent also. So you have to be well-rounded to have some kind of effect in our community. And she's on that right track, honey. I appreciate that. Again, honey, for that artwork, where can we go and see, not only see, but purchase the artwork?
You can check out my artwork at society6.com, society, all words, and then the number 6.com. And all you have to do is type in honey, HONEYDENEKAWA, honey Denikawa.
That's right, honey. And how can we see you on Instagram or Facebook?
Oh, man. Well, just look up on Instagram, HONEY.DENEKAWA. And the same on Facebook, Honey Denikawa.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Now, honey, you already know you're on Visit Vegas Places. And before you leave here, we definitely got to have a little fun while we're in Vegas. And what okay. We got is my game is this or that. So I play with all my guests is this or that, where I'm going to give you a choice of your preference between this or that. Whether you use this or that or you haven't used this or that, just give me an educated guess and a preference of which you would choose, okay? All right, so our first one for this or that for honey, this one is going to be sip and paint or paint and puff.
Ooh.
Hmm.
I'm going to roll with paint and puff.
Okay.
I'm definitely 420 friendly, so
Okay. Yeah. And I think the Pain Puff is like more newer. The Sippin' Pain was a little like older. That was before. I think that was first introduced. That was
before
first
cannabis became,
you had to be low key with accepted. It. They were still, it was Sip, Paint, Puff in the back, then Paint again back then.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Good job. All right. So our next one for this and that, it's going to be Crocs or flops?
Wow, definitely flops. Are you kidding me? Y'all not never gonna catch me in no Crocs.
Hey, my teenage boy said that, and now they're like got on their like fourth pair.
Are they? You know what? Okay, maybe I won't say never, but no time soon, y'all. No time.
Me neither. I just can't get the shape though. I mean, they say they're comfy, and then sometimes how they slide them on, I'm putting on shoes, I'm lightweight jealous. Because I'm like, dude, you're just slipping these on, and they're durable. Like, you can walk through glass and all that. You know what I mean? If they get a little athletic, you can put the back on. You know, they got the little strap. If you get a little athletic, you can put that little back on and run. So it's crazy. And then I see a lot of people have them. So it's just like very trending. But I'm a flop guy too. So I'm old school. So I'm definitely okay, cool. Flops. Yeah, kids hate me like, Dad, don't wear the flops. Please. They got to really check me like, Dad, please don't wear the flops to school.
Just wear the Crocs. Dang. Yeah.
I don't own Crocs. I own flops.
Well, now you know what you're getting for Father's Day.
And I will show up with flops and socks. I will come up to the school with the socks and flops.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, you know that's old school. Don't let it be the white socks, it too. Is. You better hope it's dark ones, because if it's the white socks. Ones. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, so... we got the next one, the last one, oil burners or incense?
Oh, you know what? Mm. Incense is a lot easier for me.
Right.
You slide it real quick, you know, go to the corner store, grab a pack.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to like, incense and patchouli.
It seems like the incense nowadays is, they're not pure. It's like they're cut nowadays, you know. It's like, dude,
you know what, I not was enough flavor in it.
You get back in the days, yeah. I remember my mom used to burn them and it stayed in the house for like a day or two, that same incense.
Yeah,
now you burn one, you're like, I just smell wood. Are these the little fire things, you know, when the on 4th of July they give you the little incense looking things,
the sparklers?
Yes. It's like, are these, you know, because sometimes
did you see that on the 4th of July they were giving kids incense instead of sparklers?
Are you serious? See?
I swear to you, it was embarrassing, but whatever, I mean, I get it.
But I always correlate those. There's not one time I thought, looking at that on 4th of July, I never thought of an incense. You know, we probably smelled, I'm sure you probably smell one, you know, on 4th of July, you smell like, I wonder it. Because that's just a trigger, you know, emotion we do. We see an incense shape, we're going to smell it, try to figure out the smell of it.
Yeah, true.
But I'm with the incense. The oil burners are pretty nice, but like you said, they get kind of pricey and they don't last as long either. So I'm with the incense. Then I got a little guy, I get him the long ones, $3-$4. And he got like 20 different flavor ones. And it's funny that we never go back and know which flavor we liked because it's so many. And it's like, damn. So we go by the color.
Smell all of them. Right. This might be it.
I know it was the pink one. That pink one though was fire last time.
And it'd be like wild names. I swear. Right. I'm not even gonna say the names, but it'd be like Juicy Booty. And you're like, what?
Yeah, they're getting out there. It's kind of like the name of the strains nowadays. You're right.
True.
All right. Yeah. So our last one before we head out, we're gonna see how very, very Vegas you are. All my guests, we put them to the test to see how very, very Vegas you are. So with you, honey, we're going to see how very, very Vegas you are with this question, okay? So you do know you are aware of the Las Vegas Arts Museum, you know, and it closed in 2009, okay? So just to give you that fact, it did close in February 28th of 2009. But this is your question. Where did the Las Vegas Arts Museum relocate to open and display the art?
Oh gosh. First of all, I didn't know there was an arts museum. I didn't know. So now I'm all, what is an arts museum? So I'm going to take a wild guess and say that it's at the Wetlands.
That's what I'm talking about. See, I like you. You take an educated guess, knowing you still going to learn, but you want to see how close I was to knowing. All right. I love it. I love it. All right. So I'm going to give you the answer on that one. The answer to that one is actually in 2012, the LVAM, which is the Las Vegas Arts Museum, they partnered with UNLV to store and exhibit the LVAM collection throughout the UNLV campus and Las Vegas Valley communities. The museum actually, it was a museum space that they got rid of. They used to be over there on Sahara West by the library. It was near the library branch. And then in 2012, they moved and newly renovated the Barrick Museum. So it's at the Barrick Museum at the UNLV, wow. Right? So just to give you that information. So they closed in 2009, February, which used to be at the Sahara West Library Branch, had their art galleries. 2012, they partnered up with UNLV and put most of the art galleries in the Barrick Museum and all through the Las Vegas Valley.
Nice. Now I'm really going to have to check that out.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right, let me know. I'll go with you and we can do a review on it.
Bet. I'm down.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to hold you to that. So then you do a review with me. We'll go check it out and then we'll go share what the art gallery looks like from the museum there at UNLV to the world. So we'll make that our
game.
Duty,
are you kidding me?
All right. Yes. All right.
That could be part two of this.
There we go. You're talking my language. Again, honey, it's my pleasure. I appreciate you blessing us with your presence. Of course, everyone, they could have been anywhere, but they chose to be here with us. Honey, again, give them your website where they can get your art and also give them your social media where they can connect with you.
You can find my artwork on society6.com. You just got to look up in the search button, Honey Denikawa, HoneyDenikawa. And you can find me on Instagram at HoneyDenikawa and on Facebook, Honey Denikawa.
And you hear it there. She's much beautiful as she sound, believe me, she is. Honey, again, I appreciate you. You guys know who I am. Visit Vegas Places with Coil. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Until next time, we love you guys. Welcome to Sin City, baby. Honey, I appreciate you, and I thank you again, darling. And I'll see you when we go check.
Thank you. Yes, sir. It was an honor.
Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow, subscribe, and download. Also, you can email us, email the show, any questions. You can email us at visitvegasplaces@gmail.com, and that's visitvegasplaces@gmail.com. And you can also support the show. Support is always welcome. Make sure you can follow the link inside the show notes, and that is on Cash App, $VisitVegas, $VisitVegas. Follow us on all social media platforms, you guys, and that's at Visit Vegas Places. And that's whether it's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the good stuff. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you next Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time Standard.